I'm in the process of drafting a tweet. You ready to hear it before I send it?
Go ahead.
All right, here it is. Brandon Ayuk has almost as many drops as catches. Debo is hurt. Hill and Waddle have been rendered useless. CD has 13 total catches and hasn't gone for 100 yet, but does have a fumble. AJ Brown and Devontae Smith are both hurt. Meanwhile, Ja'Marr Chase is busy cratering his team's season. If you paid your wide receiver big money, you screwed up.
Well, and think about how much money in total, if all those contracts come to fruition, like the total money that was spent on wide receivers and just the guys you mentioned right there, it's almost $1 billion. And right now your ROI, your return on investment, Justin Jefferson. And like, Amon Ross, Brown.
Like, there are exceptions. I understand sometimes when someone is so key to what you do that you're like, well, if that's the going rate, I guess we'll do it. Like, Amon Ra is the, if not, like, I mean, he's a, if not the key to their offense. Same with Justin Jefferson in Minnesota. But let's look around at who's doing well. Okay, sure, the Vikings are 3-0, though Jefferson has been a little in and out of the lineup as it's happened. Seattle is 3-0. They paid DK, but that's not necessarily, I mean, he had just like Justin, he had one really, really wonderful long play yesterday.
The speed on DK Metcalf. That's great, right? You forget how fast he is.
Right? New Orleans off to this great start. Who's their wide receiver? Pittsburgh's 3-0. They spent all offseason screaming about how they don't even have wide receivers. And, oh yeah, I forgot, the team that wins the Super Bowl every year is also 3-0, paying no receivers. They were the first trendsetters to send their receiver out of town when he wanted 30 mil. Everyone called him crazy, and they haven't lost the Super Bowl since.
Right. So maybe this is where the market gets reset, because everybody talks about how, oh, you don't need a running back, and the running back is going the way of the dodo bird. And then you watch Baltimore yesterday with Derrick Henry, and suddenly looks like they've kind of figured out how to use him, and Baltimore in a must-win situation, maybe. They kind of have finally figured it out.
Another team that's not paying wide receivers.
Exactly.
Another team that's not paying. And I know that they're 1-2, but a very quality-run organization that has won repeatedly, won a lot of games.
A 2-0 team coming up here in 40 minutes that sent their wide receiver out as well, Buffalo.
Yes, and I know the Chargers lost Justin Herbert yesterday, but Jim Harbaugh comes in. They get off to a 2-0 start, and what was his clear design as he arrived? Get rid of both of your high-priced receivers. We'll draft some people and whatever. Grab some running backs off the scrap heap and we'll go 2-0. So, listen, this is not a catch-all, but I was out on it then and I remain out on it now. This was a bad contract by the San Francisco 49ers.
And right now, that's not the least of their worries, no, but it's further down the list of their worries, because Javon Hargrave now is added to the list of wounded 49ers, and he probably won't play again this year.
Yep. Out for they said maybe by playoffs, and I think you have to get there first for that to even matter, and you're 1-2. Edgar in San Antonio on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Edgar, thank you for calling.
Hey, how you doing, Willard? How you doing, Dibbs?
We're hanging in there, Edgar.
We're good, brother.
Well, I just wanted to, man, that's bad news about Hargrave, man. That hurts a little bit. But I just wanted to just talk about how impressed I was with Purdy. What's interesting is that a lot of people said, well, you know, including 49er fans, well, I want to see Purdy and see how he's going to do with no receivers, or if he doesn't have Debo, or if he doesn't have Trent, or if he doesn't have, you know, whoever. And I was so impressed by him yesterday. He stepped up. He actually looked like a quarterback that we can keep for years to come. I don't know about you, but that's how I felt. He was dropping dime after dime. When the pass rush was coming, you saw what he was doing. The way I see it, guys, is like this. Surround Purdy with what he needs to be successful. Give the man an offensive line. Give him some receivers that are going to get open, that are going to beat press coverage. That's what we need. That's what we need. And for the defense, I know that we need a lot of help on defense and special teams, But right with anything that Shanahan should be thinking about, he should be thinking about surrounding Purdy with the weapons that he needs, beginning with the offensive line. You saw what it would look like if the man has time to throw the ball. A lot of stuff can open up downfield. He can throw the ball 30-plus yards down the field. The intermediate, the lower, the layered throws, he can make it work, guys. All I'm asking for Kyle to do is just, you know, just kind of get out of his way a little bit and make sure that his franchise quarterback is successful.
Edgar, thanks, man. Appreciate it so much. You know, that whole idea, surround Purdy with what he needs to be successful, sort of changes a little bit. I mean, we spent so much time this all. Oh, gosh, you can't get rid of either of his receivers. Edgar's right. Like, this whole idea of the window is closing, I've been trying to make this point. No, the window is opening. You're about to have a franchise quarterback for a long time. He's 24 years old. What's the first thing he needs? Phenomenal play on the offensive line. And the offensive line is getting a lot of heat today. They, like Jordan Mason, is getting holes. They're good against the run. They've not been great against the pass. They've not been great in pass blocking. And that's a problem. Brock Purdy now has back soreness after three games. Just let that hopefully be the warning shot. But yes, I agree. He needs a wonderful pass-blocking offensive line, and he will make plays for the next decade.
Right, and if it is with Juwan Jennings, and you don't have Debo, and Brandon didn't do a ton yesterday, and so you hope that Cowing, if he eventually gets a chance to play football for this team, and Ricky Pearsall, when he gets healthy, yeah, the window can stay open if you have a quarterback who looks to be as good as this quarterback looks to be. And Brock Purdy had a great game yesterday. It wasn't good enough, not because of Brock Purdy, but because of the defense, which was porous yesterday.
Let's keep moving here. 888-957-9570 to Coach Duran in Union City. What's up, Coach?
Hey, we're living dibs, my two guys. What's up, fellas?
Come on, Coach. Bring it now.
Man, yesterday's game, I watched the full Niner-Rams game. Niners choked. The Reggie Miller to Spike Lee. Oh, man. They are going to look back in a couple of weeks and really regret that game. It's just like the Baltimore Ravens with the Raiders. A three-point win is a three-point win. Niners should have got that win. Moody would have had that field goal. They would have went to overtime. But it happens. The Rams make a comeback, and the Rams did a good job.
Coach, thank you very much. I mean, we were talking last week about the anatomy of the word choke. And, I always sort of – we use it now like every single time that something doesn't –
a lead is blown.
Right. Anything that's blown, it was a choke. Again, to me, choking is when you're sort of overwhelmed emotionally by the moment. Did Ronnie Bell choke? Did the special teams collectively choke? I don't know. They were just awful. I don't care if they were emotionally overwhelmed by the moment or not. Their execution is off. And there's not a lot of time to fix it.
No.
This is the easy portion of the schedule.
It should be, but it's getting harder now when you've got these injuries and you don't have McCaffrey or Debo. We don't know if George Kittle is going to be able to go next Sunday when you take on a New England team that's going to have more rest than you have. So you don't know who's going to be on the field. Javon Hargrave won't be with the torn triceps. And I was just looking at the quick WebMD, and it was saying 6 months is usually if you have a complete tear of the triceps. And that's obviously not applying to pro football players, but October, I think that puts you about March with the torn triceps.
All right,
I think so the Super Bowl's in February.
You'll be ready
so
for the game in March.
Yeah.
Have we gone to the 25-game schedule yet?
Unfortunately, not quite yet.
That's too bad.
The word choke is, it's a trigger for so many people, but if you look at the last 13 plays of the game yesterday, there were five plays where if you don't want to use the word choke, you can use whatever word you want, but
yeah,
you made horrific plays offensively, defensively, on special teams over the last 13 plays of that game. You blew it five different times.
I agree with you. Like, I'm not going to be bothered by any word you want to use. It was absolutely brutal. Just an absolutely brutal performance that's going to have a fallout, I believe. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Fade the Dibbers in 5 minutes. Let's go to Alan and Campbell. Hi, Alan. Thank you for calling Willie and Dibby.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you so much for taking my call. Let's save Dibley a little bit early. I wrote a little verse yesterday as I was watching this game, which ended up being prophetic, which I'd like to just share with everyone. Willard, you made this point a moment ago and just hammered it from a rational side as far as overpaying Brandon Ayuk and all these other receivers. So here's my contribution. Brandon Ayuk caused such trepidation during his contract negotiation. Indeed, there was much speculation. Were his skills worthy of such compensation? Thank goodness for yesterday's clarification. No need for further cogitation. 5 catches on 9 targets for 48 yards? Sounds like a market inflation sensation. Oh, and with that, boys, I'm out.
There you go.
Just somebody rack him. Yeah, that please. Was just incredible.
And Alan, send us $6. But other than that... Other than that, that was a phenomenal phone call.
There's no need for further cogitation because, you know, you look at what you have and, what, 10 targets, I think, was the official number.
Was it 9 or 10?
5 catches.
Whatever it was.
Depends what you look at. And, either way, that was a game where, Guru's got me on the prize picks, and so I'm betting a lot of these props. And I was looking at the Brandon Ayuk 5.5 catches. To me, that was an easy over. I put that in a bunch of my different prize picks plays and had that work out for me.
Well, you got to hedge.
Great.
You got to hedge with the over 1.5 drops.
Yeah,
because he should have had over 5.5 catches, but he dropped 2 or 3 of them.
Yep.
So
no doubt.
888-957-9570. Let's do one more, then we'll fade the dibs, and then we'll keep on going. Vinny in Motown. Vinny, yo.
Hey, what up, fellas? How you doing?
What's good?
Got a couple things. So I'm choosing to look at the opposite side of the coin here. I'm thinking that we got a 24-year-old quarterback that's helped take us to an NFC championship in the Super Bowl in the last 2 years. I think the front office got lucky with that after we blew a lot of our picks on the Trey Lance situation. So I feel like we could be in a lot worse situation than we currently are in. I feel like there's a little bit of that Super Bowl funk. These injuries are not helping. The holdouts that were happening in the beginning of the season didn't complement the energy. I know the guys say, hey, new season, let's start over fresh, new mentality. It's a different year. But I think there's a little bit of a carryover after losing such in a dramatic fashion as they did last year. So I'm choosing to believe that it's barely game 3. If we can get our guys healthy, if people want to start counting us out now, I think that's one of the greatest things that I've noticed about the Shanahan teams in the last few years is, when we've come up from behind, when we made the playoffs in the last game of the season versus the Rams, when we went wild card, and you know, I think we're much better with that underdog mentality. And I think somebody like Greenlaw coming back, leading that pack mentality of him and Warner just out there causing havoc. I know Hargrave's going to be down, but it's next man up. I think if McCaffrey can get back, and that's the good thing you've seen yesterday is Brock has the ability to do it without a lot of the ones. So, if you're looking at a 24-year-old guy that everybody's like, how do we pay him? Do we not pay him? I think you pay the guy. I think the guy's perfectly made for the Kyle Shanahan system, West Coast quarterback, that he can run that. He's smart. And his back hurts yesterday from diving for first down, scrambling, just to try to make a play to give his team a chance to win. And that's the kind of mentality you need. I see a lot of these second and third year guys out here throwing pick sixes and stuff. So I think everybody just needs to calm down. It's a long season. We got a lot of games to go. If we can get healthy, that's the biggest thing. Get healthy going into that second half of the season. You saw the Philadelphia Eagles go 10-0 and lose 6 straight and then get bounced out. And that's how quick a season can change. But it just takes a team to be healthy. And I think Brock's got what it takes. So I think we all just need to calm down. I think we have a little bit of that spoiled, you know, Giants winning World Series, Warriors winning championships, Niners were the 80s and 90s. Was like, hey, man. Like, that's great, but and we're tasting it. We're hungry for it. But I'd rather be the Niners in that Super Bowl than Detroit looking for their first Super Bowl in 50-plus years. You know
well,
what I mean?
Of course, so, of course. Yeah,
it's Vinny, good perspective, Vinny.
It's good perspective, and it's all true. Like, but I don't know that anybody today is saying that the season is on the brink. It's not. And within locker rooms, I've been told this repeatedly by people who have played in locker rooms, which is that coaches look at each four games as a quadrant of the season. I know it's now a 17-game season, so one of these needs to be a five-gamer, but they coach up the idea of, let's win this quadrant. Let's win. Let's try to go 3-1 in these four games. If you're able to do that four times, you're going to have a really special season, 12-4, 12-5, something like that. And if you can't do it, at least make a par and go 2-2. And the 49ers, I firmly believe, will do that. We'll get to this weekend this week. But I firmly believe they will still go 2-2. And the season has plenty of time. But this isn't about Brock. And it's not even, to me, about the injuries. Like, I would love it if yesterday felt like it was because of the injuries. Oh, the Niner offense is hampered. And so they struggled, and they only scored 19 points. That's not what happened. They looked fine. They threw the ball well. They ran the ball well. They moved the ball up and down the field, and all kinds of other mistakes by fully healthy groups totally messed the game up. And you're looking at groups now and wondering if this is just them. Is this the 49er defense? Is this who they are?
Well, it might be, and you're going to be without Javon Hargrave, and everyone's talking about Dre Greenlaw when he comes back. We don't know if he's going to be able to come back off the Achilles. You hope around Thanksgiving, but that still is about 8 or 9 games away. So this might be the group, and you have a brand new defensive coordinator, and you don't look like your defense is that good right now. And you mentioned, yeah, the injuries and the offense and the rest of it. You went up against a team that didn't have its two top receivers, didn't have its tight end, and three of the five starting offensive linemen were not there. So this was a game where you can't even use the, oh, we were so injured as an excuse, because the team you played against was as injured, if not more injured than you.
No doubt. And how many sacks did they get in this game?
The Niners got three sacks,
three.
I believe.
Three sacks.
Three.
That is
and
accurate.
One of them was Okawanyu.
Correct.
Unblocked, who just strolled down the middle of the offensive line and barely got a hand on Stafford. It counts, but that was one of the three.